growing up, whenever I had a problem, people would tell me to just wait, because God has a plan. Everything will be all right, because God has a plan. When I had no idea what I wanted to be when I grew up, it was okay, because God has a plan for you. When I could not figure out what I really wanted to major in, do not worry, God will prosper you. My internal response was generally, yeah, but I wish he would speed that up. Or, I wish he would tell me what that plan was. Sometimes, that was the last thing I wanted to hear. I just failed a test, but it's okay because God has a plan. No, thank you. And time after time, people would quote Jeremiah 29:11 at me. If you walk into a Christian goods store, you're likely to find references to it written on cheesy ties or tapestries or shirts or any number of paperweights. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Prospering? All right. Not being harmed? I'm a fan of that. And hope and a future sound pretty fabulous. So all of that sounds really good. That was the only verse quoted. So in my mind, I just have to sit back and wait, and God will deliver some elaborate plan at some point in the future. Later on, while I was in college, I decided it might be a good idea to actually read it for myself. So I looked up and found that we should probably read beyond just one verse. There's more to this plan. Then you will call upon me. Come and pray to me. I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, the part of this passage that I really like is the phrase, call upon me. Sometimes I wish it were that easy. Praying is something I sometimes find to be difficult. If you're in the Monday night book study or the Tuesday morning women's prayer study, you may have heard me mention that it's difficult for me to keep up with the weekly prayer journals. I can pray in public, that's not an issue. And I can pray with people, but I'm not too great at maintaining a daily prayer relationship with God. Like a lot of people, if I need something from God, I have no problem praying. And even when I'm thankful for something, I can generally remember to pray and thank God. But to just pray for the sake of praying daily because that's what God wants me to do, that is where I struggle. I often wonder what my prayer life would be like if I could just pick up my handy-dandy iPhone, go to my favorites list, hit God's name, and have an instant conversation with him. But then, what would I have him listed as in my contacts? God? Father? It would probably depend on the reason for the call. When I was a kid and I would call my dad, I would call him Daddy when I was happy. Or, if I was angry with him, he was Father, and he hated it. It would be the same way with God. I mean, telephones work great for my other relationships, so why not my relationship with God? If I need a friend to talk to, I can call them or text them, and so many relationships start with the phone call. Every day that Carson and I drive to Cornerstone, we listen to the radio. Right now, the station of choice is PST 94.5 out of Princeton. If you listen to this or any number of the other top 40 stations in the area, you're probably familiar with a couple of the songs, because the stations usually seem to play them over and over and over. There was one day that we drove from Princeton to Jackson and back and heard the same song 5 times. I still do not know what a starship is, but the radio has informed me that it is meant to fly. There is one song that gets played over and over and gets stuck in my head every time, and I can't help but dance while driving, which is probably not a good idea. You may have heard it. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's just one of those super catchy bubblegum pop songs that you just want to roll the windows down and blast at full volume and sing even if you can't. It's a song all about using a cell phone to start a relationship. In the song, the singer Carly Rae Jepsen's dream, the handsome guy next door calls and it turns into a relationship. What if it could be so easy with God? Honestly, if we could pick up the phone and dial God, I probably still wouldn't. I have a phobia of speaking on the telephone. Many of you that have children may have noticed that every time you get a call about one of our youth events, the call is probably coming from Carson. My problem is you cannot see a person's facial reaction or their body language, and I'm not that great at deciphering tone. So I'm petrified that what someone is saying and what they really mean and feel are not the same. And so I just avoid speaking on the phone completely. Luckily, there are other ways to maintain relationships. With my friends, I don't have to call them on the phone. I can text, and I do. A lot. Or I can email. I can Facebook chat, or I can Skype, which is a lot less scary for me. In the same way that we can maintain relationships with our friends and loved ones, there are a number of ways that this is true of our relationship with God. I'm pretty sure God is sitting by the phone waiting for that phone call. In the pop song that is our prayer life, God is the one singing, "Call me maybe." Time after time throughout the Bible, we are reminded of how much he wants us and how much he loves us. This passage is no different. He plainly tells us that he wants us to seek him out and to call on him. This relationship with God that God wants to have with us might require a little work. He does ask that we seek him out with all our heart. However, I'm thinking that the reward for giving God our whole heart is more than worth it. In return for seeking him, we get the plans for protection that we are promised. I'm willing to sacrifice my heart for a future. The people that this message was originally heard by were in a bad place. The prophet Jeremiah was with these people at their most desperate time. It's back in history around 597 BC, and they were living outside of Jerusalem, not knowing when the next attack or battle was headed to them, most likely coming from the not-so-friendly Babylonians. This was right before the final destruction of Jerusalem. Their economy was awful. As a society lately, we're experiencing an economy that is pretty bumpy. We do not have as many luxuries as we once had, and we have to seriously decide what we spend our money on. In the same way, these people were faced with shortages of everything, including their food supplies. People were losing jobs and neighboring enemies were attacking daily. Luckily, our friendly neighbor Canada is not posing much of a threat, whereas the people of Jerusalem were being attacked from all sides. They were not worried about losing their retirement funds. They were worried about losing their lives. Clearly, they were not in a good place. People in better places have been known to completely doubt God, to give up on all of God's plans, to curse God, to question God, to demand to know why God has abandoned them. The opening line of "Call Me Maybe" says, "I threw a wish in a well." As Christians, we do not just wish for things to happen. Though it's fun to throw a penny into a well and wish on stars, that's not how things are changed. But it is through prayer to God and through the way that the plans he has for us are revealed that our circumstances are altered. This is why Jeremiah needs to remind them that God has plans for them. Jeremiah lets them know that God's plan is not to harm them. They just need to get through this rough patch and God will deliver them. There is an end planned. There is a future. They just need to hold on and trust. Just like those that Jeremiah originally spoke to, we also need that reminder. The reminder that we need to get through our rough patches to get to the plans that God has in store for us. However, our prayer lives are necessary to get us through those rough patches to the plans God has for us. We cannot just sit back and wait for God to deliver those plans. We need to call upon God and seek Him with our whole hearts. Mm-hmm.